the word that I keep on hearing about this album. Overrated. Judge for yourself. Is it fair that we call Hotel California by the Eagles overrated? Is it something that you're allowed to dislike? Sure, you can dislike it. However, being now the third best-selling album of all time, it's kind of like a popularity contest, I guess. But politics aside, it is over 40 years old. And I think after time, certain songs, even if they rate very well and a lot of people love the tunes and all that kind of thing, you know, it stands the test of time. And this is something that you can't ignore. Taste has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is that Hotel California, when you hear it, you identify it, you know what it is, and some people cringe, but, you know, the majority will go, turn it up, right? Anyway, the year was 1977. The band won a Grammy for it. They never showed up. At the time, Don Henley didn't believe in contests. So he went, nah, not doing that. And everything that goes around comes around, proof of which. At the 58th Grammy Awards, the Eagles did receive the award. They took it, the one that they'd won all those years before. For Glenn's sake, I think it was, he was an integral part of the Eagles, no doubt about that, as is Don Henley and of course Joe Walsh. I mean, individually, the Eagles were excellent musicians, and you put together some good songwriting skills, some great harmonies, and you get the Eagles. Surprisingly, the working title for Hotel California was actually Mexican Reggae. That's what they wanted to call the album. It wasn't until the actual song Hotel California was written and put on the album that they changed it. But up until that point, the album was going to be called Mexican Reggae. We could live with that. The producer of the movies Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Taxi Driver, who was Julia Phillips, actually approached the Eagles way back when and said, hey, I'd really love to do a movie based around Hotel California. She was so inspired by it. The band said, nah, yeah, kind of contradicts what it's all about. There is no way this band knew what was going to happen on the release of this album. It was at the birth of FM radio, or specifically classic rock was a genre, brand new. FM radio was really turning into something huge at the time in the United States. So it all accumulated, if you like, it all amalgamated at the same time on the release of Hotel California, the song, FM radio, classic rock genre, bam! It's an international hit. The album is selling millions of copies. Sends them through the roof. Luckily, they had good follow-up. They were able to actually put out some good albums, including The Long Run, which is up and coming, and a few others. So, you know, still talented no matter what. Whether you classify it as overrated or not, entirely up to you. But at the end of the day, we're talking about a classic. And without a doubt, it belongs in the world's best rock albums list. That's it, gotta go. I'll be appearing tonight at Harvey's Secondhand Delicatessen. Make sure you pop in, and I'll be happy to sign off a day-old bagel. Until next time.